We had a little boy that survived, 11-year-old little boy. I was very thankful that he survived. We all were. It was amazing to be able to see the day when he could walk out of there and he could go home with his family.
How did you keep your own faith and continue to comfort other people who probably knew that their chances of walking out, as this young boy did, were slim?
Well, when the doctors and nurses got ready to go into isolation, we always prayed as a team, prayed for the patients, prayed that the doctors and the nurses would have wisdom to know how to deal with them physically. It was a time for us to be able just to really minister to their families.
Describe how you learned that you had Ebola.
Well, I had gone to the isolation unit to work one day and not feeling really very great, and went home and actually called one of our doctors and told her I thought I had malaria. She said, come up, let's do a malaria test. And I went up and it was positive, which is how Ebola acts. It sometimes feels exactly like you do have malaria. After taking that course of medication, they ran another malaria test. It was negative. So the next day, one of the doctors came over, and she came over in PPE, personal protective equipment, and did a blood draw. And that night, then, David had gone to a meeting, and he received the news at the meeting. Dr. Brantley had contracted Ebola, and so had I. It was kind of amazing because I remember David reaching out to just comfort me, and I just put my hands up and said, don't. I knew how serious it was. David had been in our house for 4 days now while I had had temperature. It's really God's grace. David did not contract Ebola.
Now, you had to know, statistically speaking, your chances weren't very good.
Right.
None of the people who were over 60 who had Ebola who had come to you had survived. And you were
59. And so I'm thankful for 59. I didn't know whether I would live. I didn't know whether I would die. But I did know that if I died, that I would spend eternity with Christ. And so I was able to just rest in that and to rest in the Lord.
What was it like to watch Thomas Eric Duncan's fight here in Dallas with the disease after you had been released, I think, for a month or so from Emory Hospital?
We saw some of the same things here that we saw in Africa with fear, people responding in fear. And of course, our concern and our prayer was for the family. And so you just trust that the care that they're getting is the best. And our condolences, of course, go out to his family.
What are your thoughts now after some time has passed about Liberia, what's happening currently, and any thoughts of returning?
Well, we're happy to see that the numbers are decreasing in Liberia. And yet it's a great concern of wanting people to continue to be vigilant and not revert to some of the old practices. We look forward to going back this spring. I will not be working in the isolation unit. Probably by the time we go back, it's very possible that our isolation unit may not have any patients.
Which would be a good thing.
Yes, that's a great thing. We have, at our hospital, begun an Ebola survivors clinic. And so I'm looking forward to helping in that clinic, and I'm looking forward also to just helping to get ministries started back up again.
Thank you so much, Nancy Reipel. Thank you for chatting with me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me today.